Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society, whose works help keep alive the plays we work on. The Malone Society regularly publishes volumes of early plays which otherwise might not be available. To join the Society or find out more about their publications, go to malonesociety.com for more information. Hello and welcome to the Beyond podcast and this archive recording of The Interlude of Youth by The Unknown. This early Henrician drama was recorded live on stage as part of our Entertaining Henry season at the Key Theatre, Sudbury, on Friday, 20th of June, 2025. It isn't designed for the podcast specifically. It is an archive feed recorded at a distance, so it doesn't have the same clarity as our other releases. But though a bit roomy, it is a relatively clear recording of the play as performed live and complements our discussion of the play last week and our wider look at Tudor interludes. A host of useful links are in the show description, including our exclusive behind-the-scenes material of rehearsals and video feeds on our Patreon. But for now, get your Tudor interlude bingo cards out, see our website, as we present The Interlude of Youth by The Unknown. With Alexandra Kataghida as Youth, Rule Fox as Charity, Simon Nader-Mirza as Riot, Robert Crichton as Pride, and Liza Graham as Lady Lechery and Humility. The Interlude of Youth, recorded live.
Jesu, that his arms did spread, and on a tree was done to dead. From all perils, he you defend. I desire audience till I've made an end, for I am come for a God above, to occupy his laws to your behove, and am named Charity. There may no man savoured be without help of me, for he that charity doth refuse, other virtues though he do use, without charity it will not be. For it is written in the fae, qui manet in charitate in Deo manet. I am the gate, I tell thee, of heaven, that joyful city. There may no man thither come, but of charity he must have some, or he may not come unto heaven. Herewith, therefore, charity, who will him take a pure soul, it will him make before the face of God. In the ABC of books, the least, it is written, Deus charitas est. Lo, charity is a great thing. Of all virtues, it is the king. When God in earth was living, of charity he found none ending. For I was planted in his heart. We two might not depart. Out of his heart I did spring. Though the might of the heaven king and all priests that be may sing no mass without charity. And charity to them they do not take, they may not receive him that did them make. And all this world of naught.
Back, fellows! And give me room, or I shall make it a void soon. I am goodly a person. I am peerless wherever I come. My name is Youth, I tell thee. I flourish as the vine tree. You may be likened unto me in my youth and jollity. My hair is royal and bushed thick. My body pliant as a hazel stick. Mine arms be both big and strong. My fingers be both fair and long. My chest big as a tun. My legs be full of light for to run, to hop and dance and make merry. By the mass, I reck not a cherry, whatever I do. I am the heir of all my father's land, and it is come into my hand. Ah, I care for no more!
Are you so disposed to do to follow vice and let virtue go?
Yea, sir, even so. For nowadays, he is not said by without he be unthrifter.
You had need to ask God mercy. Why did you so praise your body?
Why, knave? What is that to thee? Wilt thou let me to praise my body? Why should not I praise it? And it be goodly.
What shall it be when thou shalt flit for thy wealth into the pit? Therefore of it be not too bold, lest thou forthink it when thou art old. Ye may be likened to a tree, in youth flourishing with royalty, and in age it is cut down and to the fire is thrown. So shalt thou, but thou amend, be burned in hell without end.
Yea, whoreson. Trowest thou so? Beware lest thou thither go. Hence, caitiff, go thy way, or with my dagger I shall thee slay. Hence, knave, out of this place, or I shall lay thee on face. Sayest thou that I shall go to hell for evermore there to dwell? I had liever thou had evil fare.
Yet, sir, do by my rede, and ask mercy for thy misdeed, and thou shalt be an heritor of bliss, where all joy and mirth is, where thou shalt see a glorious sight of angels singing with saints bright before the face of God.
What? Sirs, above the sky? I had need of a ladder to climb so high. But what an the ladder slip? Then I am deceived yet, and if I fall, I catch a quack, and I may fortune to break my neck, and that joint is ill to set. Nay, not so.
Oh, yet remember and call to thy mind, the mercy of God passeth all thing, for it is written by noble clerks, the mercy of God passeth all works, that witnesseth Holy Scripture, saying thus, Miserationes Domini super omnia opera eius. Therefore, doubt not God's grace, thereof is plenty in every place.
What? You may think you be clerkish when you speak good gibberish. Sir, I pray you, an you have any in store, soil me a question, or you cast out any more, lest when your cunning is all done, my question have no solution. So, and it please you, this. Why do men eat mustard with salt fish? Sir, I pray you, soil me this question that I have put to your discretion.
This question is but a vanity. It longeth not to me such questions to assoil.
Sir, by God, to me, dear bod, I see your cunning is little. Or not, and I should follow your school soon, you would make me a fool. Therefore, creak no longer here, lest I take you on the ear and make your head ache.
Sir, it falleth not to me to fight, neither by day, nay by night. Therefore, do by my counsel, I say, then to heaven thou shalt have the way.
Now, sir, I think you will not fight, but to take a man's purse in the night.
No.
You will not say nay, for such holy caitiffs were wont to be thieves, and such would be hanged as high as a man may see with his eye. In fact, this same is true.
God save every Christian body from such evil destiny, and send us of his grace in heaven to have a place.
Nay, I warrant thee, he has no place for thee. Weenest thou he will have such fools to sit on his gay stools, nay? I warrant thee, nay.
Well, sir, I put me in God's will, whether he will me save or spill. And, sir, I pray you do so. And trust in God whatsoever you do.
Sir, I pray thee, hold thy peace, and talk to me of no good knees, and soon look thou go thy way, lest with my dagger I thee slay. In faith, and thou move my heart, thou shalt be weary of thy part, or thou and I have done.
Think what God suffered for thee. His arms to be spread upon a tree. A knight with a spear opened his side. In his heart appeared a wound wide that brought both thee and me.
God's Fast! What is that to me? Thou... door.
Door?
Wilt thou read me in my youth to lease my jollity, hence, knave, and go thy way, or with my dagger, I shall thee slay!
Please don't. Oh, sir, hear what I will you tell, and be ruled after my counsel, that ye might sit in heaven high with God and his company.
Yet of God will now not cease till I fight in good earnest. On my faith, I tell thee true, if I fight, thou will it rue all the days of thy life.
Sir, I see it will none otherwise be. I will go to my brother Humility and take counsel of him how it is best to do therein.
Yea, marry, sir, I pray you of that. You think it were a good sight of your back? Yeah, I would see your heels hither.
In my own time.
And your brother and you together fettered fine fast. It was, and I had the key. You should sing well away, or I let you loose.
Farewell, my masters, everyone. I will come again anon and tell thee how I have done.
Yeah. And thou come hither again, I shall send thee hence in the devil's name. Now I may have my space to jet here in this place. Before that, I might not stir whilst that churl Charity was here. But now, among all this cheer, I would I had some company here. It was my brother Riot would help me for to beat Charity, and his brother too.
Hoffer! Hoffer! Who calleth after me? I am Riot, full of jollity. My heart is as light as the wind, and all of Riot is my mind, wheresoever I go. What ye want I do, eh?
To seek youth, my compeer. Fain of him I would have a sight. But let my lips hang in my life. Save ye, master youth, by my faith.
Who brought thee hither today?
That did me legs, I tell thee. Methought thou did call me, and I am come now here to make royal cheer and tell thee how I have done.
What? Ah, I weened thou hadst be hanged. But I see thou escaped, for it was told me here that you took a man on the ear, his purse in your bosom did fly, and so in you all night he did lie?
So it was, I beshrew you, Peg. I come lately from Newgate, but I am most ready to make good cheer as he that never came therefore, and I have my spending. I will make as many as a king, and care not what I do, for I will not lie long in prison, but I will get forth soon, for I have learned policy that will loose me lightly and soon. Let me go.
I love well thy discretion.
For thou art all of one condition. Thou art stable and steadfast of mind, and not changeable as the wind. But, sir, I pray you, at the least, tell me more of that jest that you told me right now.
Moreover, I shall tell. The Mayor of London sent for me forth of Newgate for to come, or to preach at Tyburn.
Ah, by our lady, he did promote thee to make thee preach at the gallows tree.
Yeah.
But, sir, how didst thou escape?
Verily, sir, the rope brake. And so I fell to the ground and I ran away safe and sound. By the way, I met with a courtier's lad and 20... nobles in his purse he had, so I took the lad on the ear. Beside his horse I felled him there. I took his purse in my hand, and 20 nobles I then found. Lord, how I was merry.
Well, God's foot. Oh, thou didst enough there for to be made knight of the collar.
Yea, sir, I trust. God Almighty at the next sessions to be made a knight. Now, sir, by this light, that would I fain see. Youth, I pray thee, have ado and let us to the tavern go, and we will drink diverse wine, and the cost shall be mine. Thou shalt not pay one penny a whit, yet thou shalt have a wench to kiss whensoever thou wilt.
Marry, riot. I thank thee that thou wilt bestow it on me, and for thy pleasure, so be it. Out of charity should us meet and turn us again, for right now he was with me and said he would go to humility and come to me again.
Let him come if he will. It were better to bide still. And he gave thee crooked language. I will lay him on the visage, and that thou shalt see soon how lightly it shall be done. And he will not be ruled with locks. We shall set him in the stocks to heal his sore shins.
I shall help thee, if I can, to drive away that home.
Yeah!
Riot, thou shalt understand. I am heir of all my father's land, and it is coming to my hand. Methink it were best, therefore, I had one man more to wait me upon.
I can speak thee of a servant of price that will do thee good service. I see him here beside. Some men call him Master Pride. I swear by God in Trinity, I will go fetch him unto thee, and that even anon.
Hide thee a base, and come again, and bring with thee that noble swain.
No, Master Youth, here he is, a pretty man, and wise. He will be glad to do you good service in all that ever he may.
Welcome to me, good fellow.
I prithee, whence comest thou? And thou wilt my servant be, I shall give thee golden fee.
Ah, sir, I am content to wis to do you any service that ever I can do.
My likelihood, thou shalt do well enough. Thou art a likely fellow.
Yes, sir, I warrant you, if ye will be ruled by me, I shall you bring to high degree.
What shall I do? Tell me, and I will be ruled by thee.
Marry, I shall tell you. Consider, ye have good enow. And think ye come of noble kind. Above all men, exalt thy mind. Put down the poor. Set naught by them. Be in company with gentlemen. Jet up and down in the way, and your clothes, look, they be gay. And pretty wenches will say than, yonder goeth a gentleman, and every poor fellow that goeth you by will do off his cap and do you courtesy. It is truth that I say.
Sir, I thank thee by the rood for thy counsel that is so good, and I commit me even now under the teaching of Riot and Yao.
No, youth, I told Yao he was a lusty fellow.
Marry, sir, I thank thee that thou would bring him unto me.
Sir, it were expedient that he had a wife to live with her all your life.
A wife? Nay, for God, a vow! He shall have flesh now! For by God, that me dear boy, to have too much of one thing is no. The devil said he had leave a burn all his life than to take a wife. Therefore, I say, so good me save, he shall no wife have. Thou hast a sister, fair and free.
I know well is Leman she will be. Therefore, I would she were here, that we might go and make cheer
at the wine somewhere.
I pray you, hither thou do her bring, for she is to my liking.
Sir, I shall do my diligence to bring her to your presence.
I thee a face and come again. To have a sight, I would be fain of that lady free. Mm.
If faith, I shall tell you true. She is fresh and fair of hue, and very proper of body. Men call her Lady Lechery.
My heart burneth, by God of might, to love that lady I have aside.
Sir, I have fulfilled your intent and have brought you in this present that you have sent me for.
Ooh, thou art a ready messenger.
Come hither to me, my heart so dear.
You're welcome to me as the heart in my body.
Sir, I thank you, and at your pleasure I am. Ye be the same unto me.
Oh, masters, will you to the tavern walk? A word with you there. I will talk and give you the wine.
Gentleman, I thank you verily, and I am all ready to wait you upon.
What, Sister Lechery? You be welcome to our company.
Well, wanton, well, fie for shame, so soon you to express my name. What, if no man should have known, I think I shall you beat. Well, wanton, well,
hey, the pretty little dicer! Oh, you pretty little pie, go with me! You go full ginger lie!
Well, I see your false eye winketh on me full wantonly. Give me full wantonly wits.
I thank you of your labour that you had to fetch this fair flower.
Hello, youth, I told thee that I would bring her with me. Sir, I pray you, tell me now, how doth she like you?
Oh, verily, well she pleaseth me, for she is courteous, gentle, and free.
How do you, fair lady?
How fare you? You tell me.
Sir, if it please you, uh-huh. I do well enow, and the better that you will wit.
A riot! I would be at the tavern fain, unless charity meet us and turn us again. Then would I be sorry because of this fair lady.
But let us go again betimes, that we may be at the wine ever that equal.
Yes, hie the pace, and go we hence, so we will let for none expense.
We will fill the cup and make good cheer. I trust I have a noble here. Hark, sirs, for God Almight, hearest thou not how they fight? If faith, we shall them part. If there be any wine to sell, they shall no longer together dwell. Now then, beshrew my heart.
No, sir, mote I thee. Let not thy servants fight within thee. For it is a careful life evermore to live in strife. Therefore, if you will be ruled by my tale, we will go to the ale and see how we can do. I trust to God that sitteth on high to lease that ill company within an hour or two.
And now let us go, for God's sake, and see how merry we can make.
Now let's go apace, and I be last there, beshrew me face.
Now let us go, that we were there to make this lady some good cheer.
Verily, sir, I thank thee that you will bestow it on me. And when it please you on me to call, my heart is yours. Body and all.
Fair lady, I thank thee on the same wise. You shall have me whensoever you please.
Riot, we tarry long.
We will go now even with a lusty sock.
Oh, in fact, I will be Rector Corey.
Go to it then heartily and let us be agate.
Pastime with good company, I love and shall until I die.
Oh, quite so. Abide, fellow.
telepathy. Whither go ye? Tell me. Abide and hear what I shall you tell, and be ruled after my counsel.
Who learned thee, thou mistaught man, to speak so to a gentleman? Though his clothes be never so thin. Yet he has come of a noble kin, though thou give him such a mock. Yet he has come of noble stock, I let thee well to wit.
One, Sir John, what say ye? Would you be fettered now? Think not too long, I pray you. It may fortune may come soon enow. Ye shall think it a little soon.
Yet, sirs, let this cease, and let us talk of goodness.
Ah, he turned his tail. He is afeard. But if faith, he shall be scared. He weeneth by flattering to please us again, but he laboureth all in vain.
Sir, I pray you me not spare. For nothing I do care that ye can do to me.
No, Orson, sayest thou so? Hold him, pride, and let me know.
No. I shall prepare a pair of reins that shall sit in his shins, and that even enough.
I'll hide thee a pace and come again, and bring thee a good chain to hold him here still.
Jesse, that was born of Mary Mile, from all evil he us shield, and send you grace to amend. Or our life be at an end, for I tell you truly that ye live full wickedly. I pray God it amend.
Ye sirs, look what I bring.
Is this not a jolly ringing? By my troth, I trow it be.
I will go wit of charity. How sayest thou, Master Charity? Doth this gear please thee?
They please me well indeed. The more sorrow, the more meed. For God said, while he was a man, Beati qui persecutionem patiuntur propter justitiam. Yeah. Unto his apostles, he said so, to teach them how they should do.
Now we shall see how they can please. Sit down, sir, and take your ease. Methink these same were full meat to go about your fair feet.
By my truth, I you tell
they would become him very well, therefore hide that they were on unto the tavern that we were gone.
That shall we see soon. How soon they shall be on.
And after we will not tarry long, but go hence
with a merry song.
Let us all begin at once.
No, have at it by cock's bones, and let's soon let us go.
Last time with good company, I love and shall until I die. Gratulat the company,
so God be pleased.
Lo, masters, here you may see before that the weed overgroweth the corn. How? Now you may see all this in tide, how vice is taken and virtue set aside. Yonder you may see that youth is not stable, but evermore changeable. And the nature of men is frail, that he wotteth not what may avail virtue for to make. Oh, good Lord, it is a pitiful case. Sith God hath lent man wit and grace to choose of good and evil, that man should voluntarily to such things himself apply, that his soul should spill.
Christ, that was crucified and crowned with thorn, and of a virgin for man was born, some knowledge send to me of my brother Charity.
Oh, dear sister Humility, ye be welcome unto me. Where have you been so long?
Oh, I shall do you to understand that I have said mine evensong. But, sir, I pray you tell me now how this case happened to you.
I shall tell you anon. The fellows that I told you on have me thus arrayed.
Sir, I shall undo the bands from your feet and from your hands. Oh, sir, I pray you tell me anon whether they be gone and whether they come again.
Sir, to the tavern they be gone, and they will come again anon, and that shall you see.
Then shall we then exhort unto virtue to resort and to forsake sin?
I will help you that I can to convert that wicked man.
Back, gallants, and give me look unto me, and
take me for your special.
For
I am promoted to high degree. By right, I am King Eternal, neither a duke, nay lord, baron, nay knight, that may be likened unto me. They be subdued to me by right, as servants to their masters should be.
Ye be welcome to this place here. We think ye labor all in vain. Wherefore, your brains we will stir and heal you a little again.
Sayest thou my brains thou wilt stir?
I shall lay thee on the ear. Were thou born in Trumpington, or brought up at Hogs Norton? If it seemeth so, well, go. Knave, go.
Do by our counsel and our rede, and ask mercy for thy misdeed, and endeavour thee for God's sake, for thy sins amends to make, ere ever that thou die.
Ark you, for God of vow, he would have thee a saint now.
But you, Usher, you tell, a young saint, an old devil. Therefore, I owe thee a fool, and thou follow his school.
I warrant thee, I will not do so. I will be ruled by you two.
Then shall ye do well. If ye be ruled by our counsel, we will bring you the high degree and promote you to dignity.
Sir, it is a pitiful case that you would forsake grace and to vice apply.
Why, knave, doth it grieve thee? Thou shalt not answer for me where my soul hangeth on the hedge once. Then take thou and cast stones as fast as thou wilt.
Sir, if it please you to do thus, forsake them and do after us. The better shall you do.
Sir, he shall do well enow, though he be ruled by neither Yao. Therefore, creak no longer here, lest thou have on the ear, and that a good knock.
Lightly see thou avoid the place, or I shall give thee on the face. Youth, I trow that he would make you holy ere ye be old, and I swear by the root, it is time enough to be good, when, that ye be all right.
Sir, by my truth, I thee say, I will make merry for the holiday! I cannot tell you how long.
Yea, sir, so mo I thrive, thou art not certain of this life. Therefore, you were a stark fool to leave mirth and follow their school. Yeah.
Sir, I shall him exhort unto us to resort, and you to forsake.
Ask him if he will do so.
To forsake us and follow you too.
Nay, I warrant you, nay.
That shall you see, even enough. I will unto him gone and see what he shall say.
Orderly, go on thy way. I know well what he will say.
Yea, sir, by God that me dear bought,
me think ye labour all for naught. Weenest thou that I will for thee or thy brother? Charity, forsake this good company. Nay, I warrant thee.
No, master, I pray you of that for anything. Forsake us not, and all our counsel rule you by, ye may be emperor ere ye die.
I have life in my body. I shall be ruled by riot and thee.
Sir, then ye shall do well, for we be true as thee. Sir, I can teach you to play at the dice, at the Queen's game, and at the Irish. Also, at the cards I can teach you to play, at the Triumph, and 1-30, post pinion, and also lamb's ass, and another they call juice ass. Yeah, I can tell you more, and ye shall con me, thank, pink and drink, and also at the blank.
At the blank.
And many sports. No,
thank you, Brian, so much, I thee, for the counsel thou hast given me. I will follow thy mind in everything, and guide me after thy learning.
Youth, leave that counsel, for it is naught, and amend that thou hast miswrought, that thou may save that God has bought.
What say you, Master Charity? What hath God bought for me? By my trow, I know not whether that he goeth in white or black. He never came at the stews, nor in no place that I do use. Anyways, he bought not my cap, nor yet my jolly hat. I wot not what he hath bought for me, and he bought anything of mine, I will give him a quart of wine the next time I meet him.
Sir, this he did for thee. When thou wast made bond, he made thee free, and bought thee with his blood.
Sir, I pray you tell me, how may this be? I know, I was never bond unto none in England.
Sir, I shall tell you. When Adam had done great trespass, and out of paradise exiled was, then all the souls, as I can you tell, were in the bondage of the devil of hell. Till the Father of heaven, of his great mercy, sent the second person in Trinity us for to redeem, and so with his precious blood he bought us on the rood, and our souls did save.
How should I save it? Tell me now, and I will be ruled after my soul to save. What, youth? Will you forsake me? I will not forsake thee.
I shall tell you shortly. Kneel down and ask of God mercy, for that you have offended.
Youth? Wilt thou do so? Follow them and let us go? Marry, I shall nay.
Here all sin I do forsake, and to God I may betake. Good Lord, I pray thee, have no indignation that I, a sinner, should ask salvation.
Now, thou must forsake pride, and all riot set aside.
I will not him forsake, neither early nor late. I weed ye would not forsake me, but if it will not otherwise be, I will go my way.
Sir, I pray God be your speed, and help you at your need.
I am sure thou wilt not forsake me, nor I will not forsake thee.
I forsake you also, and I will not have with you to do, and I forsake thee utterly!
Fie on thee, Caitiff, fie! What's a promise thou did me make that thou would never be forsake?
For now I see it is hard for to trust the wretched world. Farewell, masters! Everyone!
For your sins look ye mourn, and evil creatures look ye turn. For your name, who maketh inquisition, say it is good contrition, that for sin doth mourn.
Here is a new array for you to walk by the way, your prayer for to say.
Here be beads for your devotion, and keep you from all temptation. Let not vice devour. When ye see misdoing men, good counsel give them and teach them to amend.
For my sin I will mourn, all creatures I will turn. And when I see misdoing men, good counsel I shall give them and exhort them to amend.
Then shall ye be inheritor of bliss, where all joy and mirth is.
To the which, eternal God, bring the persons all here being. Amen.
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 Thus have we brought our matter to an end. Before the persons here present, would every man be content, lest another day we should be shent.
We thank all this presence of their meek audience.
Jesu, that sitteth in heaven so high, save all this fair company, men and women that here be. Amen, amen. For charity.
In The Interlude of Youth by The Unknown, Youth was played by Alexandra Katagida, Charity by Rule Fox, Riot by Simon Nader-Mirza, Pride by Robert Crichton, and Lady Lechery and Humility by Liza Graham. Backstage technical manager for the production was Valentina Vinci. The Interlude of Youth was recorded live at the Key Theatre in Sudbury on Friday 20th of June 2025 and edited and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. To get more on this play and others from that season, then join our Patreon for more behind-the-scenes material and video footage. Our patrons fund all our work, and none of this could happen without their support. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, where you can give a one-off donation via ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Links are in the show description.